when summing up the parasha, we're told that all the people that's hearts were moved to give to the base of the Mishkan, they actually gave. And the obvious question is, why do I need to write that? Just say, Kasher Tzivah, Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, that Bnei Yisrael did whatever God had commanded them. And then it would have been clear that what did they do? They gave to the Mishkan wholeheartedly. That's what God says at the beginning, right? Truma, give what you want with a whole heart. So why do we have to do this whole long sentence? So, a beautiful answer that Rabbi Rasner suggests. He offers the following. How often does a person go to something and they're so moved, they're so touched, they're so inspired, and then what happens? They get home, it fizzles out, they're less excited, they find reasons why it doesn't make sense to participate in this particular project or endeavor, and everything is lost. What exactly is the Torah telling us? The Torah is telling us an amazing thing. It's saying that the very same people who were inspired, they heard the speech, they heard what they were going to build, they heard that they were going to build a place that was a Makom Hashras HaShechina. It was exciting. But the excitement didn't dissipate when they came home and told their family. And the excitement didn't dissipate when they had to reach into their pocket and be like, ugh, when I take this out, my wallet's going to be a little bit lighter. None of that dissipated. Why? Because they came from a perspective, and they came from a place of wholly desiring one thing and one thing only. What was that? They wanted to do the right thing for Hashem. And so Hashem records it so carefully in the Torah. Please recognize that these people never lost it from the beginning to the end. And I think that that's an inspirational message to all of us, that there are many moments in life where we might be inspired. We have to make sure that the inspiration lasts from the moment it starts until the action is finally carried out. And if we could do that, it would be tremendous. Have a wonderful day.